Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. High-resolution image synthesis with latent diffusion models. Authored 2021 by Robin Rombach, A. Blattman, Dominic Lorenz, Patrick Esser, B. Emmer. Abstract. By decomposing the image formation process into a sequential application of denoising autoencoders, diffusion models, DMs, achieve state-of-the-art synthesis results on image data and beyond. Additionally, their formulation allows for a guiding mechanism to control the image generation process without retraining. However, since these models typically operate directly in pixel space, optimization of powerful DMs often consumes hundreds of GPU days and inference expensive due to sequential evaluations. To enable DM training on limited computational resources while retaining their quality and flexibility, we apply them in the latent space of powerful pre-trained autoencoders. In contrast to previous work, training diffusion models on such a representation allows for the first time to reach a near-optimal point between complexity reduction and detail preservation, greatly boosting visual fidelity. By introducing cross-attention layers into the model architecture, we turn diffusion models into powerful and flexible generators for general conditioning inputs such as text or bounding boxes, and high-resolution synthesis becomes possible in a convolutional manner. Our latent diffusion models, LDMs, achieve new state-of-the-art scores for image inpainting and class conditional image synthesis and highly competitive performance on various tasks, including text-to-image synthesis, unconditional image generation, and super-resolution, while significantly reducing computational requirements compared to pixel-based DMs. 1. Introduction. Image synthesis is one of the computer vision fields with the most spectacular recent development, but also among those with the greatest computational demands. Especially high-resolution synthesis of complex, natural scenes is presently dominated by scaling-up likelihood-based models, potentially containing billions of parameters in autoregressive, AR, transformers, reference 66, 67. In contrast, the promising results of GANs, reference 3, 27, 40, have been revealed to be mostly confined to data with comparably limited variability, as their adversarial learning procedure does not easily scale to modeling complex, multimodal distributions. Recently, diffusion models, reference 82, which are built from a hierarchy of denoising autoencoders, have shown to achieve impressive 1 results in image synthesis, reference 30, 85, and beyond, reference 7, 45, 48, 57, and define the state-of-the-art in class conditional image synthesis, reference 15, 31, and super resolution, reference 72. Moreover, even unconditional DMs can readily be applied to tasks such as inpainting and colorization, reference 85, or stroke-based synthesis, reference 53, in contrast to other types of generative models, reference 19, 46, 69. Being likelihood-based models, they do not exhibit mode collapse and training instabilities as GANs, and by heavily exploiting parameter sharing, they can model highly complex distributions of natural images without involving billions of parameters as in AR models, reference 67. Democratizing high-resolution image synthesis DMs belong to the class of likelihood-based models, whose mode-covering behavior makes them prone to spend excessive amounts of capacity, and thus compute resources, on modeling imperceptible details of the data, reference 16, 73. Although the reweighted variational objective, reference 30, aims to address this by undersampling the initial denoising steps, DMs are still computationally demanding, since training and evaluating such a model requires repeated function evaluations and gradient computations in the high-dimensional space of RGB images. As an example, training the most powerful DMs often takes hundreds of GPU days, e.g. 151,000 V100 days in reference 15, and repeated evaluations on a noisy version of the input space render also inference expensive, so that producing 50K samples takes approximately 5 days, reference 15, on a single A100 GPU. This has 2 consequences for the research community and users in general. Firstly, training such a model requires massive computational resources only available to a small fraction of the field, and leaves a huge carbon footprint, reference 65, 86. Secondly, evaluating an already trained model is also expensive in time and memory, since the same model architecture must run sequentially for a large number of steps, e.g. 25,000 steps in, reference 15. To increase the accessibility of this powerful model class and at the same time reduce its significant resource consumption, a method is needed that reduces the computational complexity for both training and sampling. reducing the computational demands of DMs without impairing their performance is, therefore, key to enhance their accessibility. Departure to latent space. Our approach starts with the analysis of already trained diffusion models in pixel space. Fig. 2 shows the rate distortion trade-off of a trained model. As with any likelihood-based model, learning can be roughly divided into two stages. First is a perceptual compression stage, which removes high-frequency details but still learns little semantic variation. In the second stage, the actual generative model learns the semantic and conceptual composition of the data, semantic compression. We thus aim to first find a perceptually equivalent, but computationally more suitable space, in which we will train diffusion models for high-resolution image synthesis. Following common practice, reference 11, 23, 66, 67, 96, we separate training into two distinct phases. First, we train an autoencoder which provides a lower dimensional, and thereby efficient, representational space which is perceptually equivalent to the data space. Importantly, and in contrast to previous work, reference 23, 66, we do not need to rely on excessive spatial compression, as we train DMs in the learned latent space, which exhibits better scaling properties with respect to the spatial dimensionality. The reduced complexity also provides efficient image generation from the latent space with a single network pass. We dub the resulting model class latent diffusion models, LDMs. A notable advantage of this approach is that we need to train the universal autoencoding stage only once and can therefore reuse it for multiple DM trainings or to explore possibly completely different tasks, reference 81. This enables efficient exploration of a large number of diffusion models for various image-to-image and text-to-image tasks. For the latter, we design an architecture that connects transformers to the DM's UNet backbone, reference 71, and enables arbitrary types of token-based conditioning mechanisms, CSEC 3.3. In sum, our work makes the following contributions. I, in contrast to purely transformer-based approaches, reference 23, 66, our method scales more graceful to higher dimensional data and can thus, work on a compression level which provides more faithful and detailed reconstructions than previous work, see Fig. 1, and B, can be efficiently too applied to high-resolution synthesis of megapixel images. E. We achieve competitive performance on multiple tasks, unconditional image synthesis, inpainting, stochastic super-resolution, and datasets while significantly lowering computational costs. Compared to pixel-based diffusion approaches, we also significantly decrease inference costs. E. We show that, in contrast to previous work, reference 93, which learns both an encoder-decoder architecture and a score-based prior simultaneously, our approach does not require a delicate weighting of reconstruction and generative abilities. This ensures extremely faithful reconstructions and requires very little regularization of the latent space. IV. We find that for densely conditioned tasks such as super-resolution, inpainting and semantic synthesis, our model can be applied in a convolutional fashion and render large, consistent images of tilde-tilde 1024 squared px. V. Moreover, we design a general-purpose conditioning mechanism based on cross-attention, enabling multimodal training. We use it to train class conditional, text-to-image and layout-to-image models. V. Finally, we release pre-trained latent diffusion and auto-encoding models at https://github.com, compvis, latent diffusion which might be reusable for various tasks besides training of DMs, reference 81. 2. Related work. Generative models for image synthesis. The high-dimensional nature of images presents distinct challenges to generative modeling. Generative adversarial networks, GAN, reference 27, allow for efficient sampling of high-resolution images with good perceptual quality, reference 3, 42, but are difficult to optimize, reference 2, 28, 54, and struggle to capture the full data distribution, reference 55. In contrast, likelihood-based methods emphasize good density estimation, which renders optimization more well-behaved. Variational autoencoders, VAE, reference 46, and flow-based models, reference 18, 19, enable efficient synthesis of high-resolution images, reference 9, 44, 92, but sample quality is not on par with GANs. While autoregressive models, ARM, reference 6, 10, 94, 95, achieve strong performance in density estimation, computationally demanding architectures, reference 97, and a sequential sampling process limit them to low-resolution images. Because pixel-based representations of images contain barely perceptible, high-frequency details, reference 16, 73, maximum likelihood training spends a disproportionate amount of capacity on modeling them, resulting in long training times. To scale to higher resolutions, several two-stage approaches, reference 23, 67, 101, 103, use ARMS to model a compressed latent image space instead of raw pixels. Recently, diffusion probabilistic models, DM, reference 82, have achieved state-of-the-art results in density estimation, reference 45, as well as in sample quality, reference 15. The generative power of these models stems from a natural fit to the inductive biases of image-like data when their underlying neural backbone is implemented as a UNet, reference 15, 30, 71, 85. The best synthesis quality is usually achieved when a reweighted objective, reference 30, is used for training. In this case, the DM corresponds to a lossy compressor and allow to trade image quality for compression capabilities. Evaluating and optimizing these models in pixel space, however, has the downside of low inference speed and very high training costs. While the former can be partially addressed by advanced sampling strategies, reference 47, 75, 84, and hierarchical approaches, reference 31, 93, training on high-resolution image data always requires to calculate expensive gradients. We address both drawbacks with our proposed LDMs, which work on a compressed latent space of lower dimensionality. This renders training computationally cheaper and speeds up inference with almost no reduction in synthesis quality, see Fig. 1. Two-stage image synthesis to mitigate the shortcomings of individual generative approaches, a lot of research, reference 11, 23, 67, 70, 101, 103, has gone into combining the strengths of different methods into more efficient and performant models via a two-stage approach. VQVAES, reference 67, 101, use autoregressive models to learn an expressive prior over a discretized latent space. Reference 66. Extend this approach to text-to-image generation by learning a joint distributation over discretized image and text representations. More generally, reference 70 uses conditionally invertible networks to provide a generic transfer between latent spaces of diverse domains. Different from VQVAES, VQGANS, reference 23, 103, employ a first stage with an adversarial and perceptual objective to scale autoregressive transformers to larger images. However, the high compression rates required for feasible ARM training, which introduces billions of trainable parameters, reference 23, 66, limit the overall performance of such AP3 approaches, and less compression comes at the price of high computational cost, reference 23, 66. Our work prevents such trade-offs, as our proposed LDMs scale more gently to higher dimensional latent spaces due to their convolutional backbone. Thus, we are free to choose the level of compression which optimally mediates between learning a powerful first stage, without leaving too much perceptual compression up to the generative diffusion model while guaranteeing high-fidelity reconstructions, see Fig. 1. While approaches to jointly, reference 93, or separately, reference 80, learn an encoding, decoding model together with a score-based prior exist, the former still require a difficult weighting between reconstruction and generative capabilities, reference 11, and are outperformed by our approach, sec. 4, and the latter focus on highly structured images such as human faces. 3. Method. To lower the computational demands of training diffusion models towards high-resolution image synthesis, we observe that although diffusion models allow to ignore perceptually irrelevant details by undersampling the corresponding loss terms, reference 30, they still require costly function evaluations in pixel space, which causes huge demands in computation time and energy resources. We propose to circumvent this drawback by introducing an explicit separation of the compressive from the generative learning phase, see Fig. 2. To achieve this, we utilize an auto-encoding model which learns a space that is perceptually equivalent to the image space, but offers significantly reduced computational complexity. Such an approach offers several advantages. By leaving the high-dimensional image space, we obtain DMs which are computationally much more efficient because sampling is performed on a low-dimensional space. We exploit the inductive bias of DMs inherited from their UNet architecture, reference 71, which makes them particularly effective for data with spatial structure and therefore alleviates the need for aggressive, quality-reducing compression levels as required by previous approaches, reference 23, 66. Finally, we obtain general-purpose compression models whose latent space can be used to train multiple generative models and which can also be utilized for other downstream applications such as single-image clip-guided synthesis, reference 25. 3.1. Perceptual image compression. Our perceptual compression model is based on previous work, reference 23, and consists of an autoencoder trained by combination of a perceptual loss, reference 106, and a patch-based, reference 33, adversarial objective, reference 20, 23, 103. This ensures that the reconstructions are confined to the image manifold by enforcing local realism and avoids blurriness introduced by relying solely on pixel space losses such as L2 or L objectives. More precisely, given an image x euro rh times w times cubed in RGB space, the encoder and encodes x into a latent represent a h from the latent, giving t on ze, x, and the decoder d reconstructs the imd, z, equals d, e, x, where z euro rh x w x c. Importantly, the encoder downsamples the image by a factor f equals h, h equals with w, and we investigate different downsampling factors f equals 2 meters, with m euro n in order to avoid arbitrarily high variance latent spaces. We experiment with two different kinds of regularizations. The first variant, KL reg, imposes a slight KL penalty towards a standard normal on the learned latent, similar to a VAE, reference 46, 69, whereas VQ reg uses a vector quantization layer, reference 96, within the decoder. This model can be interpreted as a VQGAN, reference 23, but with the quantization layer absorbed by the decoder. Because our subsequent DM is designed to work with a two-dimensional structure of our learned equals latent space z equals e, x, we can use relatively mild compression rates and achieve very good reconstructions. This is in contrast to previous works, reference 23, 66, which relied on an arbitrary ID ordering of the learned space z to model its distribution auto-regressively and thereby ignored much of the inherent structure of z. Hence, our compression model preserves details of x better, see tab 8. The full objective and training details can be found in the supplement. 3.2. Latent diffusion models. Diffusion models, reference 82, are probabilistic models designed to learn a data distribution p, x, by gradually denoising a normally distributed variable, which corresponds to learning the reverse process of a fixed Markov chain of length t for image synthesis. The most successful models, reference 15, 30, 72, rely on a reweighted variant of the variational lower bound on p, x, which mirrors denoising score matching, reference 85. These models can be interpreted as an equally weighted sequence of denoising autoencoders euro, xt, t, t equals 1, t, which are trained to predict a denoised variant of their input xt, where xt is a noisy version of the input x. The corresponding objective can be simplified to sec b, with t uniformly sampled from 1, t. Generative modeling of latent representations with our trained perceptual compression models consisting of E and D, we now have access to an efficient, low-dimensional latent space in which high-frequency, imperceptible details are abstracted away. Compared to the high-dimensional pixel space, this space is more suitable for likelihood-based generative models, as they can now, I, focus on the important, semantic bits of the data and, E, train in a lower-dimensional, computationally much more efficient space. Unlike previous work that relied on autoregressive, attention-based transformer models in a highly compressed, discrete latent space, reference 23, 66, 103, we can take advantage of image-specific inductive biases that our model offers. This 4 includes the ability to build the underlying U-net primarily from 2D convolutional layers, and further focusing the objective on the perceptually most relevant bits using the reweighted bound, which now reads the neural backbone euro, 0, t, of our model is realized as a time-conditional U-net, reference 71. Since the forward process is fixed, ZT can be efficiently obtained from an AMP during training, and samples from P, Z, can be decoded to image space with a single pass through D3.3. Conditioning mechanisms similar to other types of generative models, reference 56, 83, diffusion models are in principle capable of modeling conditional distributions of the form P, Z, Y. This can be implemented with a conditional denoising autoencoder euro, ZT, T, Y, and paves the way to control the synthesis process through inputs Y such as text, reference 68, semantic maps, reference 33, 61, or other image-to-image translation tasks, reference 34. In the context of image synthesis, however, combining the generative power of DMs with other types of conditionings beyond class labels, reference 15, or blurred variants of the input image, reference 72, is so far an underexplored area of research. We turn DMs into more flexible conditional image generators by augmenting their underlying U-net backbone with the cross-attention mechanism, reference 97, which is effective for learning attention-based models of various input modalities, reference 35, 36. To pre-process Y from various modalities, such as language prompts, we introduce a domain-specific encoder to that project's Y to an intermediate representation T, Y, equals RMXD, which is then mapped to the intermediate layers of the U-net via a cross-attention layer implementing attention, Q, K, V, equals softmax, QKT. V, with here, Y, Z, Euro RNXDE denotes a flattened, intermediate representation of the U-net implementing and WERDXD squared, W, I, Euro RDXD, an AMP. We RDXD are learnable projection matrices. Reference 36, 97. See Fig. 3 for a visual depiction. Based on image conditioning pairs, we then learn the conditional LDM via where both T and Euro are jointly optimized via EQ. 3. This conditioning mechanism is flexible as to can be parameterized with domain-specific experts, e.g., unmasked, transformers, reference 97. When wire text prompts, see Sec. 4.3.1, 4. Experiments LDMs provide means to flexible and computationally tractable diffusion-based image synthesis of various image modalities, which we empirically show in the following. Firstly, however, we analyze the gains of our models compared to pixel-based diffusion models in both training and inference. Interestingly, we find that LDMs trained in VQ-regularized latent spaces sometimes achieve better sample quality, even though the reconstruction capabilities of VQ-regularized first-stage models slightly fall behind those of their continuous counterparts, cf. Tab. 8. A visual comparison between the effects of first-stage regularization schemes on LDM training and their generalization abilities to resolutions in GT. 256 to the power of 2 can be found in Appendix D.1. In E.2, we list details on architecture, implementation, training and evaluation for all results presented in this section. 4.1. On perceptual compression trade-offs, this section analyzes the behavior of our LDMs with different downsampling factors F equals 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. Abbreviated as LDMF, where LDM1 corresponds to pixel-based DMs. To obtain a comparable test field, we fix the computational resources to a single NVIDIA A100 for all experiments in this section and train all models for the same number of steps and with the same number of parameters. Tab. 8 shows hyperparameters and reconstruction performance of the first stage models used for the LDM's COM5 paired in this section. Fig. 6 shows sample quality as a function of training progress for 2M steps of class conditional models on the ImageNet, reference 12, dataset. We see that I, small downsampling factors for LDM, 1, 2, result in slow training progress, whereas E, overly large values of F cause stagnating fidelity after comparably few training steps. Revisiting the analysis above, Fig. 1 and 2, we attribute this to I, leaving most of perceptual compression to the diffusion model and E, too strong first-stage compression resulting in information loss and thus limiting the achievable quality. LDM, 4 to 16. Strike a good balance between efficiency and perceptually faithful results, which manifests in a significant FID, reference 29, gap of 38 between pixel-based diffusion, LDM1, and LDM8 after 2M training steps. In Fig. 7, we compare models trained on Celeb AHQ, reference 39, and ImageNet in terms sampling speed for different numbers of denoising steps with a DDIM sampler, reference 84, and plot it against FID scores, reference 29. LDM, 4 to 8, outperform models with unsuitable ratios of perceptual and conceptual compression. Especially compared to pixel-based LDM1, they achieve much lower FID scores while simultaneously significantly increasing sample throughput. Complex datasets such as ImageNet require reduced compression rates to avoid reducing quality. In summary, LDM4 and -8 offer the best conditions for achieving high-quality synthesis results. 4.2. Image generation with latent diffusion. We train unconditional models of 2,562 images on Celeba HQ, reference 39, FFHQ, reference 41, LSUN churches and bedrooms, reference 102, and evaluate the I, sample quality and E, their coverage of the data manifold using E, FID, reference 29, and E, precision and recall, reference 50. Tab. 1 summarizes our results. On Celeba HQ, we report a new state-of-the-art FID of 5.11, outperforming previous likelihood-based models as well as GANs. We also outperform LSGM, reference 93, where a latent diffusion model is trained jointly together with the first stage. In contrast, we train diffusion models in a fixed space and avoid the difficulty of weighing reconstruction quality against learning the prior over the latent space, see Fig. 1-2. We outperform prior diffusion-based approaches on all but the LSUN bedrooms dataset, where our score is close to ADM, reference 15, despite utilizing half its parameters and requiring 4 times less train resources, see Appendix E3.5. 6. Moreover, LDMs consistently improve upon GAN-based methods in precision and recall, thus confirming the advantages of their mode covering likelihood-based training objective over adversarial approaches. In Fig. 4, we also show qualitative results on each dataset. 4.3. Conditional latent diffusion 4.3.1 transformer encoders for LDMs. By introducing cross-attention-based conditioning into LDMs, we open them up for various conditioning modalities previously unexplored for diffusion models. For text-to-image-image modeling, we train a 1.45B parameter KL regularized LDM conditioned on language prompts on LAION400M, reference 78. We employ the BERT tokenizer, reference 14, and implement DA as a transformer, reference 97, to infer a latent code which is mapped into the UNet via multi-head, cross-attention, SEC, 3.3. This combination of domain-specific experts for learning a language representation and visual synthesis results in a powerful model, which generalizes well to complex, user-defined text prompts, cf. Fig. 8 and 5. For quantitative analysis, we follow prior work and evaluate text-to-image generation on the MS COCO, reference 51, validation set, where our model improves upon powerful AR, reference 17, 66, and GAN-based, reference 109, methods, cf. Tab. 2. We note that applying classifier-free diffusion guidance, reference 32, greatly boosts sample quality, such that the guided LDM KL8G is on par with the recent state-of-the-art AR, reference 26, and diffusion models, reference 59, for text-to-image synthesis, while substantially reducing parameter count. To further analyze the flexibility of the cross-attention-based conditioning mechanism, we also train models to synthesize images based on semantic layouts on open images, reference 49, and fine-tune on COCO, reference 4, see Fig. 8. See SEC, D.3 for the quantitative evaluation and implementation details. Lastly, following prior work, reference 3, 15, 21, 23, we evaluate our best performing class conditional ImageNet models with F-Euro, 4, 8, from SEC, 4.1 in Tab, 3, Fig, 4 and SEC, D.4. Here we outperform the state-of-the-art diffusion model ADM, reference 15, while significantly reducing computational requirements and parameter count, cf. Tab 18. 4.3.2 convolutional sampling beyond 256 to the power of 2 by concatenating spatially aligned conditioning information to the input of 0 euros, LDMs can serve as efficient general 7-purpose image-to-image translation models. We use this to train models for semantic synthesis, super-resolution, SEC 4.4, and inpainting, SEC 4.5. For semantic synthesis, we use images of landscapes paired with semantic maps, reference 23, 61, and concatenate downsampled versions of the semantic maps with the latent image representation of AF equals 4 model, VQ reg. See Tab. 8. We train on an input resolution of 256 to the power of 2, crops from 384 to the power of 2, but find that our model generalizes to larger resolutions and can generate images up to the megapixel regime when evaluated in a convolutional manner. See Fig. 9. We exploit this behavior to also apply the super-resolution models in SEC 4.4 and the inpainting models in SEC 4.5 to generate large images between 512 to the power of 2 and 1024 to the power of 2. For this application, the signal-to-noise ratio, induced by the scale of the latent space, significantly affects the results. In SEC D.1 we illustrate this when learning an LDM on I, the latent space is provided by AF equals 4 model, KL reg, C tab, 8, and E, a rescaled version, scaled by the component-wise standard deviation. The latter, in combination with classifier-free guidance, reference 32, also enables the direct synthesis of greater than 256 to the power of 2 images for the text conditional LDM KL8G as in Fig. 13. 4.4. Super resolution with latent diffusion LDMs can be efficiently trained for super resolution by directly conditioning on low resolution images via concatenation, cf. SEC. 3.3. In a first experiment, we follow state root 3 equals, reference 72, and fix the image degradation to a bicubic interpolation with 4 times downsampling in train on ImageNet following SR3's data processing pipeline. We use the FF4 autoencoding model pre-trained on open images, VQ reg, CF, tab, 8, and concatenate the low-resolution conditioning Y and the inputs to the UNet, I, E, 2 as the identity. Our qualitative and quantitative results, see Fig, 10 and tab, 5, show competitive performance and LDMSR outperforms state root 3 in FID while state root 3 has a better IS. A simple image regression model achieves the highest PSNR and SSIM scores. However, these metrics do not align well with human perception, reference 106, and favor blurriness over imperfectly aligned high-frequency details, reference 72. Further, we conduct a user study comparing the pixel baseline with LDMSR. We follow state route 3, reference 72, where human subjects were shown a low-res image in between two high-res images and asked for preference. The results in tab 4 affirm the good performance of LDMSR. PSNR and SSIM can be pushed by using a post-hoc guiding mechanism, reference 15, and we implement this image-based guider via a perceptual loss, CSEC. D.6. Since the bicubic degradation process does not generalize well to images which do not follow this pre-processing, we also train a generic model, LDMBSR, by using more diverse degradation. The results are shown in SEC. D.6.1. 84.5. Inpainting with latent diffusion. Inpainting is the task of filling masked regions of an image with new content, either because parts of the image are corrupted or to replace existing but undesired content within the image. We evaluate how our general approach for conditional image generation compares to more specialized, state-of-the-art approaches for this task. Our evaluation follows the protocol of LLAMA, reference 88, a recent inpainting model that introduces a specialized architecture relying on fast Fourier convolutions, reference 8. The exact training and evaluation protocol on places, reference 108, is described in SEC. E.2.2. We first analyze the effect of different design choices for the first stage. In particular, we compare the inpainting efficiency of LDM1, i.e. a pixel-based conditional DM, with LDM4, for both KL and VQ regularizations, as well as VQLDM4 without any attention in the first stage, see tab 8, where the latter reduces GPU memory for decoding at high resolutions. For comparability, we fix the number of parameters for all models. Tab 6 reports the training and sampling throughput at resolution 256 to the power of 2 and 512 to the power of 2, the total training time in hours per epoch in the FID score on the validation split after 6 epochs. Overall, we observe a speed up of at least 2.7 times between pixel and latent-based diffusion models while improving FID scores by a factor of at least 1.6 times. The comparison with other inpainting approaches in Tab 7 shows that our model with attention improves the overall image quality as measured by FID over that of reference 88. LPIPS between the unmasked images and our samples is slightly higher than that of reference 88. We attribute this to reference 88. Only producing a single result which tends to recover more of an average image compared to the diverse results produced by our LDMCF. Fig. 21. Additionally, in a user study, tab 4, human subjects favor our results over those of reference 88. Based on these initial results, we also trained a larger diffusion model, big in tab 7, in the latent space of the VQ regularized first stage without attention. Following reference 15. The U-net of this diffusion model uses attention layers on three levels of its feature hierarchy. The big GON, reference 3, residual block for U-PAN downsampling and has 387M parameters. Societal impact generative models for media-like imagery are a double-edged sword. On the one hand, they 9 enable various creative applications, and in particular approaches like ours that reduce the cost of training and inference have the potential to facilitate access to this technology and democratize its exploration. On the other hand, it also means that it becomes easier to create and disseminate manipulated data or spread misinformation and spam. In particular, the deliberate manipulation of images, deep fakes, is a common problem in this context, and women in particular are disproportionately affected by it, reference 13, 24. Generative models can also reveal their training data, reference 5, 90, which is of great concern when the data contains sensitive or personal information and were collected without explicit consent. However, the extent to which this also applies to DMs of images is not yet fully understood. Finally, deep learning modules tend to reproduce or exacerbate biases that are already present in the data, reference 22, 38, 91. While diffusion models achieve better coverage of the data distribution than e.g. GAN-based approaches, the extent to which our two-stage approach that combines adversarial training and a likelihood-based objective misrepresents the data remains an important research question. For a more general, detailed discussion of the ethical considerations of deep generative models, see e.g., reference 13. 6. Conclusion. We have presented latent diffusion models, a simple and efficient way to significantly improve both the training and sampling efficiency of denoising diffusion models without degrading their quality. Based on this and our cross-attention conditioning mechanism, Our experiments could demonstrate favorable results compared to state-of-the-art methods across a wide range of conditional image synthesis tasks without task-specific architectures. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.